Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I gotta tell you, weather just fascinates me. It's 70 in this room right now, but it's a cold 70.
Yeah.
Like, this, you touch the surface of things, it's cold.
Yes.
It says it's 70.
It says it is.
But we can come in here later while it's 70 and the sun's out and it's going to feel warmer. Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
Yeah. What?
This cold is so...
Cold?
Extensive. Like,
you
it just
mean
feels
the depths
like,
to which it's getting colder or how long it's going to go?
Yes.
Both of them?
Both. Yeah. Both of them. Yes. I just feel like it has fingers and it's like reaching into crevices.
That's how cold goes, though, right?
I know. It's creepy.
And we know why.
Yes.
Basic science.
Science.
You want me to say it or you want to say
it? Because of science.
Do you want to say it at the same time?
Sure.
The scientific principle, why it kind of creeps in?
Because air rises.
Which means it forces cold air down. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly. We do.
We know why. Smartness.
Yep. Yeah. If you want to get warmer, go up. Climb a ladder. Buy a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Get closer to your ceiling.
Take the high bunk today.
That's how you're going to do
it. When you're going into your bunk bed situation.
If you've got a bunk cubicle, take the high cube.
If you have your bunked cubicle.
Cube bunks.
Probably.
Why not?
Someone's going to face that option today.
Dorm life it.
Take the high bunk.
Yeah. Have a little loft.
Mm-hmm.
But put your computer up.
Go higher.
Don't work under. Go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have the option, take it.
That's how to avoid it.
Yeah.
You're not going to avoid it. It's cold and then getting colder.
It is.
We have a cold weather advisory till 11 today. Current wind chill right now, 26 below. And then tonight into Tuesday morning is an extreme cold warning. These are the old wind chill warnings they used to give. But people got confused because sometimes it doesn't involve wind.
What do you mean wind chill?
There's
not
no
even
wind.
Windy.
It's now called an extreme cold warning. So that is 9 p.m. tonight until noon tomorrow. I'm going to maybe project a possible delay here or there tomorrow with a school or two. Just thinking out loud.
That's my feeling as well.
Yeah.
I saw there were some questions like, why not today? Because tomorrow, really hold on to your hat.
You can prep for today. It's going to be bad tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, will it get canceled tomorrow? Because I know there's like a rule.
I hope not.
Right, a wind chill rule.
Yes, it's all written out. They have certain metrics. So.
We have some mutual friends who are in the education field. We had them over for dinner last night. And one was like, yeah, I don't want to do school. And she's like, you teach seniors. And like from today, if they cancel tomorrow, correct me if I'm wrong, now we're into makeup days.
Yes.
Like, I think that officially starts.
Yep.
But for him, he's like, I got seniors, so they already graduated. So he's okay. He basically gets paid to sit in his office. She's in the elementary field.
So he's got senioritis all the time.
He already has senioritis. He's like, whatever.
Wow.
Delay school. I don't care.
I don't care.
She's like, no. Like, I got to teach him later.
Yes.
And at a minimum, we just want a week of consistent school. We haven't had that for like a couple weeks.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Those patterns are good.
Yeah.
And especially you disrupt it on a Tuesday.
Who wants
that? It's like resetting the week on Wednesday.
Exactly. Yeah. And when it's just cold, it's like you can't just like, there's just nothing to do.
No, their attention's lost.
Extreme
they have
boredom.
To super bundle up
mm-hmm.
just to go outside. That impacts how you're doing recess.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into that.
At least on a snow day, it's like, oh, bundle up kids and go play outside still. But
yes.
On extreme cold day,
no. It's just too cold. Your skin will be exposed to temperatures.
We can't do that.
They'll turn you into like a porcelain doll.
And nobody wants porcelain doll. No.
Because then someone will drop you and you get shattered.
Yeah.
And that'd be sad.
No.
You imagine picking up your daughter in the pickup line and she's just a shattered shell of herself?
That'd be terrible.
Porcelain Cora.
Terrible, terrible.
It's kind of a Humpty Dumpty tale.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's how it probably actually went down.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was an extreme cold warning.
Extreme cold.
Somewhere in wherever fairy tales were written.
In fairy tale land.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Humpty Dumpty fell.
In the days of yore.
Did you give me nerd news that Humpty Dumpty was never ever once referred to as an egg?
I was just thinking about that. I was like, I think I did have that story that Humpty Dumpty was never actually an egg. They never actually say it was an egg, but they started drawing it in the story, like picture books as an egg.
It could have just been a very brittle person.
Yeah.
With like a horrible bone structure.
What if it was just a porcelain person?
Could also have been a porcelain person. They also don't give you the temperature, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
They don't tell you. It could have been an extreme cold warning.
Could have been an extreme warning. While you're sitting on a wall when it's so cold, your tushes, they probably froze into the wall.
Actually, let's all not do that. Don't sit on any walls because, yeah, your tush.
Don't lick flagpoles.
Extreme cold tush warning.
Extreme cold tush warning. You would need like four layers just so that thing doesn't adhere to the, you'll just stick to it.
Yeah.
It's like Velcro.
It's making me cold.
And your butt's up against the window.
I can feel it.
Don't lean backwards.
It's eking cold right now.
Yeah, I don't want you turning porcelain on me. We got a lot to do today.
That's the last thing we need is a porcelain co-host.
Oh, God.
I don't need that.
She's pretty. Don't touch.
And not since, I don't think, Pinocchio have we seen this happen, but a kayaker in Chile was minding his own business, kayaking around, and a humpback whale came to the surface of the water and swallowed the kayaker.
I have to tell you, I saw this video and I thought it was fake.
No, it's real.
It's real.
It is real. A whale swallowed the kayaker and then spit him out. So he's fine. He's unharmed completely.
This is us reenacting it.
This is us. You got spit out. He was too big for the whale to like physically swallow.
Yeah.
So then the whale spits him out and he's completely fine.
He didn't set a fire?
No, that's what I thought too. Because didn't Geppetto have to start a fire?
As a child, I learned how to get out of a whale from Pinocchio.
Yes.
And you have to live on the tongue.
Yes, you will be shipwrecked.
And then you set a fire.
Yep.
The fishing's good though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you, Figaro, and your wooden boy get out through the blowhole. That's how I remember it from Pinocchio.
There's only one way out. It's through the blowhole.
But remind me, in Little Nemo, I don't know why I called him Little Nemo.
Little Nemo.
The story of the
smaller
Nemo.
You saw a different one.
Dory talks to the whale and talks their way out.
You just ask to leave.
And they went out through the front because he opened his mouth for more krill, and then they went against the, or did they go blowhole also? Is the only way out of a whale, if you're a fish or a man or a wooden boy or a cat?
I think they went out the mouth.
I thought they went out the mouth.
I think they can go out the mouth.
Okay.
Just like a kayaker.
I mean, it's good strategy.
Yeah. I mean,
you were too big for the throat.
You just definitely don't want to go out the back door.
No.
Front door only.
Front or top. I will go out your chimney.
Yes.
Or I'll go out your front grill.
Yep.
I'm not a backdoor friend, that's for sure.
Nope.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I discovered a hidden benefit of water Sunday morning.
What's that?
I mean, we all know it hydrates you.
Yeah.
It's good. Just good.
Just good.
You should have a lot of water.
What is there a stat? 80%
of you? Maple water?
That's close.
I think the planet and people, both. Yeah. It's like over 70% is water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a reason why we need it.
You need it.
I needed it for a completely different reason Sunday morning. Here's how my weekends go. If we have anybody ever coming over for a meal, specifically breakfast, I have to go grocery shopping in the morning. And I'm already up early. I get up at the same time.
So it makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm in the store at 6:01 and I'm at the checkout at 6:07.
Are they open?
They're open at 6.
Did they want you there?
They did. I'll tell you what. It's a cheery group of people who go shopping because we're early morning people anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a lady who had like 4 boxes of donuts and a lot of orange juice, and we're just grinning ear to ear. Meanwhile, I'm getting like Gruyere cheese and I need a scallion.
Ooh.
Like we're making a quiche. And then I see on the door at Hy-Vee, it's like, spend $50, get a 25-cent fuel saver. And I'm like, I got fancy cheese. I got some fancy veggies.
Yeah.
We're good. And I'm like, oh, we need to stock up on some pop. So boop, 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 boop. Final item, $48. $48.
What do you do?
So I'm surrounded by candy bars.
Grab a candy
bar. I could have loaded up on candy bars off of a major chocolate holiday. Are you kidding me? No. So I then thought, I'll
do it.
I have so much candy at my house, lady. Listen, try to be smart and healthy.
Okay.
Then I'm like, you know what? I will go buy a discounted floral arrangement. That'll easily push me over.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm right.
But they're discounted.
I don't care about the discount. Like, if you buy a $25 arrangement, I'm well over.
Sure.
The problem is they don't have barcodes. They have handwritten things. Oh. And I'm not going to go ask for them to find a florist at 6-0 whatever.
Yeah.
So I turn around defeated, and there I see a display for Smart Water. 2 for $4. You know how much? I spent $52. But I got my Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, man. It turns into sport.
On the strength.
I love it.
On the strength of Smart Water, too.
Smart Water,
you're like,
yeah.
I'm intelligent.
Because I'm standing there doing the math. I'm like, well, I also bought some pop, and I bet deposit doesn't count. So I could either go back and get one more shallot. That's not going to push me over.
No.
These flowers. No, water! Aha, so another benefit of water, it got me a 25-cent fuel saver.
You always use water.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I broke the system.
Because you are like 70 or maybe 80, perhaps more, percent water.
Yeah, there's still some science there.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, good on you.
See, because, you know, to my point, I could have been 80% Reese's Pieces, which is also not bad.
That's not a bad way to be.
Now that I say that loud.
I don't know.
80%
did
Twizzlers.
Did you think this all the way through?
I did. I still feel better about my water purchase.
That's true.
But to be 80% Reese's Pieces would be a beautiful day. I'd love that.
So good.
Yeah. So thanks, water. This one's for you. Let me buy you a water.
We are officially halfway through our cookie sales time of year. As a Girl Scout assistant to the Girl Scouts.
You're the Dwight Schrute of your pack.
Totally.
You assist the manager.
I assist. I realized that I've been getting these emails. I was like, what are these about? They're like, because you're in charge. I'm like, I am? Oh. Should I read them? I'll start reading them. So we had our first booth. So there's different phases. We started like pre-sales, and now we're like in, you'll see the Girl Scouts everywhere. They're outside of stores and stuff. On our first setup, I was very nervous because typically we'll be set out outside of a business with a table and approaching people as they're walking into a store saying, hey, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? And I knew we had this booth coming up on Sunday yesterday, and I was like, I am not looking forward to this. 2 hours of being out in the cold.
Ugh. It's like why people don't do garage sales.
Exactly.
Right, just sitting there, you got to make change.
And in
small
February,
talk.
You don't
and now,
know.
And now add cold.
You don't know what you're going to get.
No.
It was so frigid when we woke up. I just have to say a quick thank you for letting us be inside Fleet Farm.
Now, were you strategic? Like, did you block the carts? Right?
No. But right as you walked in, you had to make eye contact with us.
That's good.
You had to. And then the girls, like, then we want them to, you know, be little businesswomen. So it's up to them.
Go do the sales.
It's up to them to approach people. So we let them ask the question. Hi, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? I can't believe how many people say no.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking. Are your kids adorable enough?
Maybe cue them up a little bit.
Cue them up.
I'm going to cue up the kid a little bit.
That's sales 101, lady. Got to cue up the kid.
Thanks for the notes.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Lots of celebrating this weekend for Saturday Night Live 50.
That's a big weekend, all weekend.
Huge.
Yeah.
The 50th anniversary special went down last night with like every celebrity there and tons of sketches, or they were just sitting in the audience watching, some kind of half participating in certain little bits. And there was some surprise participation from Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They were participating in a segment where Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were pretending to take questions from the audience. And Ryan Reynolds stood up to ask a question, and the ladies asked him how it's going. And with Blake Lively reacting by his side, he said, great. Why? What have you heard?
What have you heard?
And she was just like mystified as well. Like, what? What's going on? Of course, making reference to their legal battle with It Ends With Us and Justin Baldoni. On social media, people who are Team Justin were very upset that Blake and Ryan were allowed to make light of things during all of the chaos that's going on in the courtroom.
Oh my God.
I think part of, obviously it's about his profession. I also think there's just straight up Hollywood jealousy here.
Probably.
He's just not as popular as them and it's bugging him. Right?
There is a little bit of a power imbalance there. I don't know, but I just want them to figure it out and get out of here. Just get out of here. And it seemed like everybody was there. Even Aubrey Plaza, this was her first time back out since the death of her husband.
She introduced Miley Cyrus.
She introduced Miley Cyrus, which was like, it was good to see her. Sabrina Carpenter and Paul Simon kicked off the show together.
There's something I like about starting with those two artists.
Yeah.
It's, you have to consider, at the time Paul Simon was on, he's as popular as Sabrina Carpenter is now, but was then.
But yes.
It's just a good understanding that music has been such a core component to this show.
Yeah.
And finding somebody who is just like in pop culture at the moment. And those were, it's a weird pairing.
It is.
On the surface. But then you realize like those are big names together.
It totally kind of makes sense when you think all the way around. There was a couple of people who were not present who people kind of raised an eyebrow. Bill Hader, who was on the show from 2005 to 2013. Dan Aykroyd, also not part of the festivities.
So I saw a commercial for VW where they did the Californians.
Yeah.
So Hader was kind of there, not there. I heard Chevy Chase was there. I don't know if he was on camera.
I never saw him on camera either.
Bill Murray popped into Weekend Update. Dan Aykroyd, I'm a little surprised by.
I know. So I maybe.
But we have
we'll
to remember age and health.
True.
Of a lot of these celebrities.
True. I'm like, maybe we'll get some explanations for some people coming up later, or maybe they were in different rooms.
Right.
Who knows? Who knows? We also had Valentine's Day on Friday, and it is great to see, you know, people sharing their love. Benny Blanco posting how he celebrated Valentine's Day for Selena Gomez, a surprise for her, a trail of tortilla chips leading to the bathroom.
Where? Is this going?
Well, he had arranged the chips in a message that said, "I heart you" on the floor. And then right next to the chips was the bathtub, which was filled with nacho cheese.
The bathtub was filled with nacho cheese?
Yeah. Next to the bathtub, a pedestal with more chips. And then the video ends with Benny dipping a chip into the tub, taking a bite of it. And the caption to the video says, "When your fiance isn't much of a flowers girl."
Yeah,
I know. A lot of people had the reaction we're having, like, ew, that's kind of gross, Benny. It's really gross.
You sanitize that bathtub. I guess it's a big serving platter.
I guess.
But oh my, and then you still have to clean it out.
And then who has to clean it?
Because that stuff should not go down the drain.
Because that, yeah, your poor cleaning staff.
Yes.
What in the world are they going to do to get the cheese out of the tub? Oh, man. I hope it was worth it. And we don't get to see her reaction to it. I don't know what she thought.
Somebody's going to bring it up in an interview at some point, right?
I hope so. But yeah, good for you guys. Hope you loved it. Okay, I know that I gave you some bad intel in the past that there's a Goonies sequel. No, there's not. There's a Goonies sequel. Maybe not so much. Now I've got some real solid evidence. Goonies is go.
Goonies is go. I repeat, Goonies is go.
I've got three names to throw out here.
Okay.
Warner Brothers.
Important name.
Important.
You have a studio.
Announced Steven Spielberg.
You have a producer or director.
And Chris Columbus are returning to produce.
Okay.
Chris Columbus wrote the screenplay for the 1985 original, which is based on Steven Spielberg's original story. No director yet. Neither one of them has stepped into that role. And there's no plot details on where the story is going to go. It's all very early, but having some real names attached to it does seem more promising than just rumor.
Are we in a day and age where they will just float this stuff out, much like Sean Astin did before?
Yeah.
And actually measure reaction.
Will it into existence?
And then it's a little bit of like Oprah's The Secret, like you put it out there. But but it's more in the world of social media. It's like, we got X million people to react to this. So, hey, guys, we might have something here.
You know what? In terms of movies in Hollywood, that might be how it works.
I think it is. It's like, what other ideas should we refresh? Let's just dangle it.
Yep.
And see, you know, let's put out the little fly trap and see what sticks.
Nobody wants to invest in anything unless they know it's a sure thing.
That's the business these days. You're right.
Goonies is a sure thing.
Goonies is go!
Yeah. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
And we are into one-shot weekends where we start with our photos, give you just a little sneak peek into some high points from our weekends, and then we ask you to do the same.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I had a hard time not giving you photos because I didn't have any photos. I took this photo about 10 minutes before I went to bed last night.
What?
Just to capture. It was just, we had dinner plans Friday. We had some friends over for Valentine's Day. Didn't get a picture. Partially because we had two people over, and one of them is a coach for the Cedar Rapids Washington swimming team, and he was stuck in Iowa City till like 9 o'clock. So we didn't get a picture there. Saturday, spent a lovely morning in Mount Vernon, popped over to Bauman's. We're getting ready for a little warm weather trip at the end of the week, so I got some like golf polos and stuff.
Ooh.
Didn't take a picture. Then Saturday night, we didn't do anything. We ordered pizza. We watched the SNL movie on Netflix.
Oh, I want to watch that.
And then we watched the very first episode of SNL. Just getting ready for all of that.
Were you impressed or not so much? Yes, no.
It's good.
Yes. Okay. All right.
It's very good. Can I get a little theatrical on you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the movie Birdman? It was a small indie movie with Michael Keaton,
mm-hmm.
but it feels like it's one continuous camera.
Yeah.
It feels a lot like that.
Interesting.
They have percussion going on for 2 hours to give you the pace of what it was like 3 hours before showtime.
Ugh.
It's. I thought it was
anxiety.
Done very well. Yes. And then Sunday had some people over for breakfast. Like, it was just like nothing grand. So I just didn't get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a lot of like...
Like we were just L-I-V-I-N.
That's exactly what we were doing. We were spelling the word living and living at the same time. So we just sat on the couch. It's the dogs, Eric and Shannon. That was it. So I think the dogs are a metaphor for my weekend. And it's just a bunch of just like, oh, whatever. Nice to relax sometimes. Just not be busy. And by the way, Becky posted a photo of her dogs on my photo. That's exactly what she did this weekend too. It was just a good weekend to just like chill out. And that was our weekend.
As cold and
as it was getting colder, and it luckily didn't snow like they said it was, but there's a little bit of blowing snow. But it was just a nice, lazy as a dog weekend.
Might as well curl up
with
the
dog. We don't get those
dog.
Very often.
Mine was a good mix of activity and downtime. In terms of the activity, we had our first show choir competition of the season, which was so much fun. Cedar Rapids Mo Show. So loved seeing all of the different shows that the junior high show choirs had to offer. It was a full morning of shows. It was so cool. I love how in-depth now all of the junior highs go.
I've been able to help MC an event for Kennedy the last couple of years. And I do the afternoon. I do the high schools, but I come early to watch the junior highs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in something called Music in Motion. And I wore a red polo and probably black pants. I look like I worked at Target, maybe khaki. And let's say I started on the top riser. We don't move. Like you do a little box step.
Oh, totally.
You may be like, this song you got a person next to. But the choreography they do nowadays,
we had
unbelievable.
T-shirts and black pants. Like that was our uniform. And they have like full-on costumes and choreography and everything. Yeah. So incredible. I also have to say, shout out to all of the people who do the band. I kept seeing people I know from saxophone Kyle in the Zoomer 2.9 marching band. He's doing the band for his daughter's show choir and son's show choir. It was cool to see him. Our friend Ben, who is in Running in Place and multiple other bands in the area, he's doing multiple bands. It was really, really cool to see all of the talent that abounds in the area.
And then you got show choir moms and dads behind the scene.
Oh.
All of that plus.
Everybody,
right?
Everybody doing... going all out to help, you know, either put up sets or help out with costumes. Really, really cool.
So those are our photos. Now we're going to get to yours. Post them right now for One Shot Weekend on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
I'm not done looking at all the pictures yet.
No, we have so many photos. Apparently, it was a very busy weekend because we have a lot of photos. People had some adventures this weekend, and they feel like sharing.
Let's start where you were. It was Mo's show. Which is a show choir competition hosted by Cedar Rapids, Washington. We know Renee. She was there to watch a family member perform. Somebody who is involved with Kennedy's show choir, Happiness, who I believe took home grand champion.
Yeah. Way to go, Bryce.
Bryce posted a photo as well. And then if you missed it, Claire's daughter and her performance photo is up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Love seeing that. We've also got another performer, Krista, sharing her dog, Shady, in Des Moines. Two big honors.
Congratulations, Krista. Of course, it was Valentine's weekend. So just below it, Micaiah, flowers from her boyfriend. Beautiful roses, by the way.
My goodness.
How about just a good old traditional Leonardo's pepperoni pizza for Valentine's Day? Julie, that photo alone.
I love it.
I can taste the secret sauce Leonardo's is known for.
I feel like so many people did pizza for Valentine's Day. I think for... Like,
we almost did.
Landing on a Friday, we did pizza. We have four people in our family, and my husband got three pizzas.
So I'm presuming there's pizza left over here?
There is still pizza
in the fridge. It's a lot of pizza.
A lot of pizza.
Did you see below the pizza? So this is Kim.
Okay.
So I'm going to describe it as Kim describes it, and then let's see if you and I can figure this out. So they went to Mississippi River Distilling. And I guess they had a say in a bourbon that's currently being distilled there. But the people doing it are the chapters of the Cedar Valley Fools. So there's our area, mm-hmm. and then a Chicago chapter and a St. Louis chapter all came together at this one distiller. They're going to make a bourbon and then sell it at Hy-Vee in Cedar Falls to go to a charity. Did I get that right?
Yeah, and the charity is the Miracle Burn Camp. And other local causes, too.
Which is great.
Which is so cool.
I had a very brief moment to look up Fools. It looks like it was founded by a firefighting group at some point, I think, to help burn victims. But the fact, like, I love the idea of three chapters from different states come together, one distiller, you guys make a bourbon, and then what a fun way to raise some money and sell that and get some notoriety for Miracle Burn Camp. So big thanks to Kim for sharing that. We appreciate it.
Super cool. Sarah hanging out at the wrestling meet. Go Hawks. Love to see it.
We got wrestling. We've got TCR. I got to give Kate a quick shout out. Kate put a cabinet together and written in her instructions, it tells you to stop and have nachos.
Hey,
that's
a win.
Brilliant.
Yes.
That is totally brilliant.
Buy more of those cabinets.
What a fun way to put that in there. I think we wrap on the fact that it was Valentine's Day. We have a proposal. And an accepted proposal.
She said yes.
Congratulations to Aaron and his bride-to-be on their upcoming nuptials. We are excited and also curious. Where did you get engaged?
Where are you?
I'm now fascinated by this location.
It's gorgeous. It looks like they really went all out for Valentine's Day. Where are you?
That's a great question. Now, I know this guy because he is big into... nerd fandom. He's like, you think I'm a Marvel nerd? This guy's a big Marvel nerd too.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised he's not in costume. He likes to dress up as Marvel superheroes. Okay. Like that's his day job. So good. He actually wore human clothes.
Ah, good on you.
There could be an outfit underneath that button-down shirt. We don't know.
You don't know.
And that I hope that's a real ring, but he also likes to like fabricate stuff. So I'm not judging. I'm just
you know so much.
It could be 3D printed.
Wow.
I'm just, I have a lot of questions, Aaron. Congratulations. On your special weekend. But I'd love if you'd like to add to your comment, where are you?
Give us the full deets.
Where is this restaurant? Thanks to everybody for sharing your photos. It was a very, very busy weekend. Still plenty of room, though. Keep getting those photos up for One Shot Weekend.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
As we mentioned, a very special guest is going to join us just after 8:30 as part of our Nerd News segment. Nope, not Nerd News. I'm sorry. Eric's Ag Corner. Because she's actually competing in the FFA Agriculture Broadcasting Contest. We even haven't had a chance to get to know her yet. Hi, Rainey. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. You guys?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking. You are a student of what age at Vinton-Shelsburg? What grade are you?
I'm 15, and I'm in my sophomore year, and I'm from the Vinton-Shelsburg FFA chapter.
And just quickly, what is the FFA Agriculture Broadcasting Contest all about?
Ag broadcasting, you get 30 minutes to prep. You get a bunch of different articles from Brownfield. You go through, pick what you want to choose, and you have an advertisement. You get markets, and you get weather, and you put it all into your own broadcast.
You've got to compile all of that and figure out what goes in and what doesn't go in. And
awesome.
What's the time limit then? How long do you have to you have 30 minutes to prepare?
Yeah. And
for how long of a broadcast?
They prefer something in the middle of 4:45 and something under 5:15.
That's tight, right?
That's a lot of info.
Like, yeah, I got an hour this morning to prepare, right, for all of our broadcasts, and
exactly.
We do that every day. You're in a gymnasium under the pressure of knowing you've got to go into a classroom or somewhere and read that. It reminds me a lot of when I did radio news for state speech contest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of pressure.
Claire, does this bring back memories?
Totally. Totally. I didn't do that specific event, but FFA vice president of my chapter.
Go on.
I know. Snap.
Title drop.
But I'm glad that you also brought your advisor with you, Louise. Thanks for stopping by as well to give us a little bit of background, too.
Yeah, good morning. Glad I could bring Rainey to meet you guys and be on the show today.
So, Louise, it sounds like you left an FFA meeting to come here. Were you guys meeting this morning?
Just contest practice.
Contest
prep. We meet at about 7 o'clock with the other advisor, Gabby Power, and we have, 13 different events preparing for Wednesday morning at Hawkeye Community College for our first round of competitions.
What are the judges looking for?
In ag broadcast specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, because today is, we're going to try to help polish the stone a little bit more and let her do just a little bit of what she's preparing to do next week. So how can we help her?
So obviously voice variations and inflections, what's it sound like, the clarity of the voice when it's over the radio or the speaker.
Nice.
So she will be in the auditorium and she'll have a mic set up and the judges are out in the auditorium. So she's actually presenting over the microphone to an audience, so to speak. Of course, looking for dead time, dead airspace.
Yep.
People think they've lost connection. So we can't have the dead airspace. And a commercial that's 28 to 30 seconds long, and it had to be something that she made up herself.
Wow.
Ooh.
So there's a creativity component. There's the actual kind of speech component of it as well. And then I also, as I heard Rainey say, like, you've got volumes of data, right? You've got markets. You do a weather forecast, a crop forecast, news stories as well, and kind of piecing that whole presentation together.
Yes. And she has to use the login. Sorry, 102.9. She has to use KFFA.
That's okay.
Oh, that's okay. We'll allow it.
Okay.
But you have to. Yeah, you have to identify your
If KFFA is looking for a morning show, though, may I recommend eggs and bacon here on KFFA.
Well, Rainey's actually preparing an evening report.
Okay, well, fair enough.
She's at the nighttime, and she kind of chose a different approach for her.
Oh,
clever.
Wow.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We got to better understand how we're going to fit that into my actual news broadcast. Mm-hmm. So let's work on that a little bit here behind the scenes. But we're excited to kind of audition you as you get ready for your upcoming competition next Wednesday. Rainey from Vinton-Shelsburg High School and the FFA Ag Broadcasting Contest. She'll be presenting Eric's Ag Corner coming up a little bit after 8:30 this morning on the Morning Scramble.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. 8:36 now, the Morning Scramble. The Iowa DOT says, pay attention, everybody. 15 snowplows were hit on February the 12th. That is a record.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. How do you not see the big orange thing in front of you? It's right there. And it's also going slower, so you should be able to. The problem is, I'm guessing, distracted drivers, and they catch up to it. And then it's like too late.
Distraction in the midst of all of that.
Yes, what are you doing?
Winter it's weather?
Yes, exactly.
Like,
sadly, this is a stat that they have to keep track of. So 15 snowplows, that's a record for last week. The previous single day record was 9 in 2024. We're going in the wrong direction. A total of 25 snowplows have been hit by vehicles so far, and we're only into the sixth week of the year 2025. The average number of snowplow hits from 2015 to 2024 was 32, with a record high year of 2019, 47 motorists running into snowplows. So,
oh, dear.
Hey, you know what? They're out there. Give them a break. That's all we ask.
Nice.
It's 8:37 now with the Morning Scramble. Hey, welcome to Eric's Ag Corner.
Good to be here.
We now have a special ag correspondent. We go to Rainey Wheeler from Vinton Shelsburg High School. Rainey?
If you've been following the life of Phil, the water buffalo, we unfortunately are reporting we lost Phil this weekend. Phil, the beloved water buffalo, who led Central Iowa authorities on a days-long hunt last year, has died. Phil has been rushed to an animal hospital in Ames by the Iowa Farm Sanctuary. They shared that Phil died late Thursday night. Phil came into the care of the Iowa Farm Sanctuary after he got loose in Pleasant Hill last August. More than 30 people, including law enforcement, conservationists, and park employees, were needed to corral Phil. Police say the operation also included drones, UTVs, an end loader and livestock trailer, and cost more than $12,000. And now, back to the Morning Scramble.
And that was Eric's Ag Corner with Eric's special ag correspondent, Rainey, from Vinton Shelsburg High School, as part of FFA Week, as she's getting ready for FFA Ag Broadcasting Contest.
Should I hold my applause?
Applaud! You have cool. Down perfectly radio voice news.
Yes.
And da-da-da-da.
It was really good. Very even.
Yes.
Yeah. Metered.
Yes.
That was really good.
High marks from these judges.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Should I make her cold read? Feeling all right?
Now really throw something at her.
No. But hey, we could all have a conversation together. This is a welcome to morning radio.
Yeah,
you're now
come
part
on
of
in,
the show.
Rainey.
Are you an ice skater, Rainey? Do you like to go ice skating?
Not really.
Have you ever been on ice skates?
Not really.
Okay. Well, then this story is not for you.
Then Claire.
I have this fascination with the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
And that first scene where they're all out ice skating on the pond, right? Like, mm-hmm. That just looks like the perfect day.
It's adorable.
And I bring it up because if you and your beagle would like to go ice skating with your blue blanket, you are in luck.
It has to be a beagle.
It has to be a beagle that can kind of talk and has a yellow bird friend. Once again, the Cedar Rapids Park and Rec Department, keeping us busy in the wintertime, they have added an ice rink to McGrath Amphitheater. So it is open and it is unsupervised. It's kind of like hotel swimming pools.
Okay.
You are on your own. And it's bring your own skates.
I was going to say, is it BYO skates?
BYO hot chocolate?
BYO swimsuit when you go to the pool. So yeah, it is.
Would you use a rented swimsuit?
I would not. But I don't have my own ice skates. So
no,
I'm gonna
most
have
people
to...
don't. Swimsuits, yes. That's a good comparison.
I'm just going to have to get some, I guess.
You
if
are,
I want
yes.
to use.
So open every day, 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Not scheduled, not supervised. By the way, though, the city's Roll and Rec program will be on site Sundays and Thursdays, afternoons and evenings, providing ice skates and other training gear.
They got a ladies 10.
Is that your swimsuit size or is that your shoe size?
Both.
You make it so uniform. You make it so nice. Rainey, you want to go ice skating with us sometime? I don't think
she
you do.
Said no!
That's
she
the right
shook
answer.
Her head, no!
That is the right answer.
I'll pass. Okay. That was nice.
All right, that's going to wrap up Feeling All Right, wrapping up the buzz. News brought to you by Farmer State Bank on a Money Monday with FSB, the local bank offering you faster answers, stronger partnerships, and a better banking solution. Visit myfsbonline.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.